It's almost here. The storm that you've been hearing about all week long that's triggered fears of new flooding and debris flows and brush fire burn zones is arriving on the central and south coast today. But meteorologists say it now appears that it won't be a blockbuster storm.
I want to make a baseball analogy since we're starting to get into baseball right now. This will be a minor league storm, not a major league storm like we saw back on January 9th. But we have to be careful because minor leaguers can also hit it out of the park sometimes.
Eric Bolt is a warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says we'll start to see showers in the afternoon, but the main part of the storm will hit Santa Barbara County during the overnight hours.
Right now, our rainfall intensities look to be about a quarter inch near the ocean and maybe increasing to a third of an inch to half an inch closer to the mountaintops. So if we do see that half inch per hour rate, that could trigger debris flow. Stay in mind that a half inch per hour rate is about a third of what we saw back on January 9th. Not nearly as intense, but we still could see some muddy water and debris if we see that type of intensity.
A recommended evacuation warning for the Thomas, Sherpa, and Whittier brush fire burn areas took effect at 8 a.m. yesterday. But based on the forecast, Santa Barbara County officials decided to hold off on mandatory evacuation orders. County Sheriff Bill Brown says the predicted intensity of the storm dropped slightly.
That intensity went from the original prediction, which was one-third to two-thirds of an inch per hour at the highest rate of intensity, changed to where the high is predicted to be one-half inch, the high potential at one-half inch. Now, that is right on the cusp of our decision to trigger evacuations, the one-half inch amount. We were comfortable with not issuing a mandatory evacuation order, but rather waiting and getting two more updates.
The sheriff says if the storm increases in intensity or even stays at the same level, they probably will order mandatory evacuations later today. Public safety officials are gearing up in case the worst happens. Kevin Taylor is the division chief of operations with the Montecito Fire Protection District. Taylor says the county's fire agencies have beefed up staffing to be ready to deploy should there be problems around the Thomas, Whittier, and Sherpa fire burn zones.
Our team will pre-position these resources in the South Coast so that they're prepared to respond should we have an event either to the Whittier fire burn area or the Thomas fire burn area.
Public safety officials say people in and around burn zones need to keep up to date all day long in the situation. Rob Lewin is director of the Santa Barbara County Office of Emergency Management.
We now have two interactive maps on our website. One is the map that shows the risk area, and the other one that we've added is the area that identifies the recommended evacuation warning area. If that some time that area is upgraded to an evacuation order, a mandatory evacuation order, that map will be changed as well.
That website is readysbc.org. Some people have already done their own voluntary evacuations. Santa Barbara County Supervisor Doss Williams says if you live in a potential problem area, you need to be ready to go. And if you feel worried, don't wait for an official evacuation order.
Our emergency personnel are using the best information possible to make these decisions. It's possible that the storm comes in exactly as predicted. It's possible that the storm comes in stronger, that's worse than predicted, and it's possible for the storm to come in weaker than predicted. But it is not our job to gamble with people's lives. It is our job to give the public the best information that we can and to ask you to be ready to continue to be ready.
County officials say if you're in a potential at-risk area and you have kids, you should check with your school district about the status of school today. As for Highway 101, CHP officials say if there are mandatory evacuation orders, they will close the highway between Carpinteria and Santa Barbara 2 hours before the brunt of the storm. So if that happens, it would be well after the evening commute. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.